Can't
bring the ship up to broadcast depth.
The Hideout.
We're going in.
Passing you into FM.
The Hideout.
The Hideout. False security has lulled the madness of this world into a slumber.
Hideout.
Wake up. An eye is upon you, staring straight down and keenly through, seeing all that you are and everything that you can never be.
Hideout.
Yes, an eye is upon you, an eye ready to blink.
Hideout.
So face forward, with arms wide open and mind reeling. Your future has arrived. Are you ready to go?
The Hideout.
It is an FM Jerry Springer freak show shoveled to the lowest common denominator.
The Hideout.
We've got a power to the people routine and a very loyal fan base.
The Hideout.
We're all being lobotomized by this country's most influential industry.
The Hideout.
Either you're with us or you're against us.
The Hideout starts now.
Be somebody. Be somebody.
What's new, Hefe?
What's that?
Hefe isn't here anymore. The first show, Hefeless. It is the Hideout.
Hefeless.
It is the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK. Me, J-Dubs, hanging out along with Flip Satchel.
Yes.
And Nicole the Muffin. I don't know what we're calling you. I'll just call you Nicole.
Does
that
Muffin.
Work? Muffin?
Keep it consistent.
That's not something we do here. We like to keep the people guessing if they're going to get something decent or terrible. Goes from night to night. You never know.
What are you going with tonight, then?
I'm in a bad mood. I'm thinking it's going to be real bad, but you should stick around for the train wreck. You always want to watch it. How do they get a hold of us?
800-636-1067. That's 800-636-1067.
Keep those numbers handy because we will be getting into... One of the first things we'll get into is this Reverend Manning. I don't know who has heard about this guy yet out there. He is interesting, entertaining. He is a black preacher out of New York City. And a black preacher that isn't like the other ones that have been in the spotlight over the past year with the election. He is anti-black and anti-Obama to the nth degree. So he is... We've got audio from him. He's been getting death threats. He has a response to the death threats. We'll show you why he's got the death threats right up front there.
What do you mean this is going to be a train wreck, dude? We got all kinds of stuff going on this evening. This will be a good show.
It's going to be fun. Manorexia, it's out there in the news. I guess it's going up. Another thing going up, vasectomies.
This show has manorexia. Mm-hmm. We just dropped about 280 pounds.
Yes, El Jefe is done.
I didn't add any.
El Jefe, it's true too. El Jefe is off the show, probably 95% forever. He could come back, but probably won't. So if you're here for him, beat it. We'll also, if we get in a pinch, we'll talk of Rock and Roll Cop. He was, the charges on him were
Who
dropped.
Who posted your bail? Or they just dropped the charges on you?
Not me. I'm the guy.
Oh, you didn't do this?
No. I like to Dutch oven my any girl I'm dating at the time. I'll Dutch oven the hell out of a girl. That's where you let a little go, and then you trap her under the sheets.
Gaseous.
Mm-hmm.
Gaseous.
Big college football weekend. What happened with Maryland?
Maryland! Look at them! Going on the road! To Clemson, knocking off number 20 in the nation, 20-17.
I'm so happy. I hate Clemson, and I hate their stupid jerseys. They're like the Cleveland Browns of college football. I can't stand it.
Congratulations, Maryland. All Terp fans are celebrating today, knowing they were thinking they were going in there.
No.
Maybe not. Clemson's a good team. They're probably favored to win the ACC.
Yeah? You got number 20?
Yeah. Clemson is a good team. Florida State, they're no good.
No.
Miami, no, they're no good.
No.
Clemson was the team. Clemson and Wake Forest,
and they
maybe.
Them off. Yeah, Wake Forest, that's always something that bothered me. Whenever I would see Wake Forest ranked in anything but basketball. I don't like it when these teams start, you know, branching off into other sports. There should be college basketball universities and then college football universities. I can't stand watching Duke go into somewhere and doing an upset. Same with... what are some of the other big, like Xavier? If Xavier came in and beat USC, I would be livid.
But Well, let's see. Clemson and Wake Forest were the two ranked teams that, that are in the ACC. Right now, Maryland's 1-0 in conference play. This is their second ranked team they've beat so far. They knocked off Cal earlier in the season, 35-27. So this is a huge win on the road against Clemson. Clemson was a favorite.
Will they be ranked?
Maryland?
Yeah.
I doubt they'll be ranked.
If they can pull it off one more time, I don't know, what does their schedule look like in the future?
They got Virginia. If they can beat Virginia, at Virginia, which I think Virginia may have gotten beat by Duke today.
Again, another basketball team going into football towns and beating them.
And then they have to play. Oh, Virginia got lit up 31-3 against Duke today. How embarrassing. That gave Duke like their first ACC conference win since the inception of the score, maybe since Steve Spurrier was coached there. But congratulations. Hey, they can take off at Virginia, which is a very weak team. They just got knocked off by Duke.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they can take out Wake Forest, then Maryland might be in the driver's seat of the Atlantic Division of the ACC. Right now they're at the top, 1-0.
Another thing we'll probably jump into in a little bit here is baseball. Baseball season's coming to an end, and playoffs will start. It looks like the Devil Rays, the Tampa Bay Rays.
$1.
Tampa Bay Rays. it looks like they will be.
They won the AL East last night with by Boston.
Boston losing.
Boston lost last night?
Boston lost last night.
Wonderful.
So the Rays clinched the AL East, and, the playoffs start Wednesday.
That's a worst of first.
You got, first time it's happened. Well, I guess the Cubs did it last season in the National League, but, you're going to have the Cubs. Mm-hmm.
But the Cubs didn't have the most horrible record like the Rays did. The Rays, I mean, people around here are used to losing, and then all this fun stuff happens.
It's about time. They've been around for about 10 years and been in the bottom every year, so you get a first-round draft pick. But you got 10 players, only 9 of them on the field. About time they start doing something good. But, the Mets, they're imploding once again. Yep. The Phillies are probably going to be in the playoffs. The Mets are fighting kind of with a wild card with the Milwaukee Brewers. So that's something to watch.
What about those Nationals?
Oh, man. Thank you. I'd like to take my hat off to the Nationals for taking Elijah Dukes. And I got to find this old audio piece I did on Elijah Dukes when he got kicked out of Tampa Bay last year when his mom was on the radio talking about selling crack, and Dukes came on trying to defend her. Man, it's a good little bit. I'll find it here on my computer. We'll play it later on. We'll talk more baseball coming up.
Yeah, we'll get deeper into that. Nicole Muffin? Nicole Muffin. I'll just put them together from now on. You met my dog yesterday, didn't you?
Cody.
Yes,
yeah.
Cody, my dog. And I tell you what, this lady in, where was it, California?
Yeah,
she goes to jail this week for her dog attacking someone, giving her over 60 bites on the body.
70.
And she is now going to jail for, looks
15
like...
15 to life.
Ugh.
That's good.
Why? 15 to life?
I almost had to kick a woman's ass the other day in my neighborhood. You know, I'm getting ready for the draft and everything, running up 3-4 miles a day. I was out there running with my old lady and a chow. Chow's a pretty mean dog. Come running up. There were two of them. Come tearing ass past me. I turned around. We kept going. My girl's freaking. I said, ignore it. One kept on going. One turned around and started to come back towards us. So I got ready to kick a dog's ass. I wasn't about to sit there and get attacked and bit over 60 times. I was about to bite that SOB before he got to me. Kick him in the face, do what I had to do. Well, the woman in the house, we come running by the house, and the dog goes up there. The woman whistles at the dog and tells it to come hither. And then she goes inside and shuts the door and leaves the dog in the front yard.
Without a cage or anything?
Without a cage. She didn't get the dog. She whistled, told the dog to come here. She's talking on her phone on the front porch. Then she walks in and shuts the door, and then the dog is still in the front yard. And we're kind of passing the front yard as we're going by, so the dog kind of defends his territory, you know? He charges us one more time.
You know, I don't disagree with owners going to jail. I don't think a life sentence is something that would be appropriate for anything.
Well, it was for manslaughter.
And did the person die?
Yes.
Yeah, who cares? It was a dog that did it. And it wasn't the person. The person wasn't holding a pistol.
Eye for an eye.
And
get a pit bull.
I definitely.
And put them in there like Silence of the Lambs and those pigs. Put them in there and let the dogs eat the other person to death.
I don't think that the dog should be put down either. I think the woman should get 3 years in jail max for a dog attack. And
the dog is obviously going to be put down.
I don't know why. I think you take it away from that owner. Try to put it in a different environment, or you know what? We have big areas of just wooded area. let the dog out there. Let him fend for himself. Let him be a dog if you can't trust him in like a city atmosphere.
No. You can't do that.
Why?
I'll tell you why later.
All right, we'll be talking about that.
That's
lady.
A good one. I'll tell you exactly why. You're going to stay tuned for that. I got a real life personal example.
Do you want to get into this Reverend Manning real quick? We'll play a few clips from him.
The debate was last night.
Yeah, the debate, Obama versus McCain. Yeah. People didn't think McCain was going to show up for a few days there.
Why wouldn't he show up? I wasn't getting that.
Okay, well, the bailout situation all week.
Yeah.
And he wanted to make sure he was in Washington to get the stuff done, to get that bailout to go through immediately. And he felt his time was better served in there than at the debate. I don't agree. I think he was just trying to play politics with it.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think he was afraid of Obama, like everybody was saying, because he held himself very well.
They look good.
Yeah, both of them.
Who do you think will win in a fight? You put him in a cage. Let's go MMA. Obama and McCain.
I'll tell you what, Obama, here's my thoughts. I'm afraid to fight black people. I don't know why. It scares the living hell out of me.
Is Obama black?
Yes. But I do think that McCain probably wouldn't win, but would last a heck of a lot longer than any other 80-year-old man.
That's crazy. I didn't even know Obama was black.
What was the first hint that he wasn't?
I don't know. Maybe I just wasn't seeing color or something like that. I saw guy running for president of the United States. I never even realized he was black.
Yeah.
So is Reverend. What's the Reverend have a problem with him?
The Reverend Manning doesn't think that he is a good... one of the biggest things with him is that he thinks the Clintons were very good to the black community. And he feels that the black community has turned on the Clintons in favor of just a black guy. We'll play the, his first clip on
Obama.
So
he knew he was black.
Yeah, the first clip on Obama. I guess when Obama first went out into the scene and tried to get elected, he was handing out booty shorts and like, baby doll tees and all this different stuff to promote himself for, the Chicago elections. And here's his thoughts on Obama with that.
Obama is a Mac Daddy. Obama pimps white women and black women. He got started. You didn't notice him till he brought out those big-chested white women with their tight T-shirts and their short pants. That's what a pimp does. Oh, come on! That's what started his campaign. He put his name on two big 54Ds. Obama! That's where you first saw his name. That's first place I saw it on two great big old He's a Mac Daddy.
Pimp.
He pimps white women and black women. Obama is a long leg Mac Daddy.
So that's his thoughts on Obama's original burst onto the scene that he was just being a Mac Daddy.
That's just good marketing, right?
I don't disagree with that. I think that you have to use whatever you can to get your name out there. And if you are a young guy on the scene and you want to get noticed, what do? You put
watermelon.
You use sex. You use sex in your to sell because that's what
sex sells?
Yeah, because sex sells. And I don't think it was a bad move, but I can see why the Reverend, being a Reverend, wouldn't like that. All right, we got another one, then we'll save a few of these for later, including his response to all the death threats he's been getting. Since I brought up Clinton.
Who's getting the death threats? Obama?
No. Reverend Manning.
People, why?
Because he's speaking out against the black community. And
I thought it was just Obama.
And Obama. Well, here's him.
Somebody has to.
Here's talking about Obama and Clinton and the black community.
Black people, you are an impossible group of people. You don't respond to honor or integrity. Bill Clinton put $250 million, $250 million into this community to revitalize it. He just gave it as a departing gift from his presidency, and now you're trashing him. Now, I'm not making these statements because I'm supportive of Bill Clinton. But, you know, a man that has built your home the way this home has been, and now you are trashing him and his wife after he's given you all of what he's given to you from a man you have no idea what he's going to do, and the reason why you're doing it is not because of honor and integrity, but simply because he got a black face, but I told you, he also got a white mama. You hypocrite, you. You spineless, you know what? You don't have enough sense to pull out of a boot, and you're talking about Obama as your president. You're despicable. No honor. No integrity. If a man, well, I'm not in favor of Bill Clinton, but if a man has done for you as much as he has done, and then for you to trash him the way you're trashing him makes you less than a maggot. But that's how black men are. They don't have anything. And they're looking for Obama to give them more irresponsibility and unaccountability.
Amen.
They're looking for Obama. They're not looking for Manning, who's telling them you got to stand up, bite the bullet, be a man. They don't want that.
Now, I'm not going to say amen to that. I don't think that. If I were to agree with it, I think that is just as nutty as the people agreeing with Obama's preacher earlier in the campaign. What was his name? Reverend Wright. Reverend Wright is just as wacky as this guy, but this guy is the one getting death threats. I'm not putting any weight into this guy, and I'm not putting any weight into the other preachers, but if you bring your own preacher into it and get him out there on the campaign trail, this is the door you open for people to start playing these clips and these and bringing this against you.
Is it wrong for me to agree with some of the things he said?
No, because...
Is it racist?
No, I don't think it's racist. I think it's a overblown, overmodulated piece of truth where he's taking it and just, he's being a shock jock.
He's taking the ghetto
and just being
a shock
jock.
For everyone.
Yeah, he's just being a shock jock.
Hey, I have a question.
Hmm?
When he was preaching, was that like to his, like the first bit that you played, there was like laughter and stuff in the background, was that to his congregation?
Yeah, well, he's got a group. I got his Wikipedia page right here. He has a congregation and a group. Let me see what...
I don't see that as being shock jock. For me, the way he delivered his message, maybe since he's a reverend, he had a calling from God to relay that message. I kind of tend to agree with some of the things he said. I like it. I think it's speaking the truth, and it's saying sometimes when you go say something to somebody so directly that they're offended by it, you may be telling them something they don't want to hear, something they kind of know underneath their skin, but when you call them on it, they're going to get upset about it. So these people are sending out death threats saying, no, Obama's the man, Obama's the man. No, everybody's just kind of jumping on board. He might be.
Well, we're talking about the Reverend James David Manning, Ph.D. He is the chief pastor at ATLAH, World Missionary Church, in New York City, and he's getting death threats because he's speaking out against Obama, and he's speaking out against the black community, and people aren't liking it too much. I don't blame him. If there is a white guy out there,
I started to say,
screaming,
could you imagine if this was a white reverend? Oh my goodness!
Oh. But if he was out there screaming how bad white people are, I would be just as pissed. I wouldn't give him death threats, but he has a response to the death threats, and we'll get to that in a little bit. 800-636-1067. It is The Hideout, 106.7 WJFK.
The Hideout. I want an apology, because that is just so rude and obscene, and I just am really hurt by it. Like, why would you say something like that?
Learn more at HideoutRadio.com. The Hideout.
A pet is part of the family, right? And what is the worst thing that can happen to that family member? An unexpected death of that pet. That's why Charles Bundy's Pet Executions of Alexandria takes the guesswork out of your pet's lifespan. You pick the day, you pick the time, and you pick the way your pet dies. Why come home to bad news and quickly slip into depression over your loss? You know when your pet is going to die, and that means you can prepare. Rest assured that we provide painless pet executions with quick-moving lethal injections that attack the nervous system to ensure that your pet painlessly passes to the other side. That's Charles Bundy's Pet Executions and Old Town Alexandria, providing your pet with a leash to heaven.
5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2, 1.
The Hideout. A juvenile comic and his straight man.
The Hideout.
Pathetic? You be the judge.
Welcome back to The Hideout, 106.7 WJFK. J-Dub's hanging out with Flip Satchel,
The Satchel Pets is in the house.
And Nicole the Muffin.
You want to reach the Hideout? Give us a call, 800-636-1067.
Hideout Radio on the AOL Instant Messenger. Hideoutradio.com is still up, and it helps you navigate to different things. Actually, you know what? Let's cut that off and just go with WJFK.com, where all the podcasts are. You can listen online. There's a kind of a roadmap for the show. I'll have that updated to be El Jefe-less after this week. It's been a long week, so I didn't get to get on there.
We got
to change everything up.
Manorexia going on.
Yes. I've lost a little weight on the Hideout.
A little.
Oh, come on. Why be mean? He can't be here to defend himself.
Well.
All right, a lot. And, yeah. Oh, well, the one thing we started off talking about here on the Hideout was Reverend Manning, this preacher out of New York City who is completely anti-Obama and anti-black men in general. So let's go to line two, Jeff in Fairfax here in the Hideout.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's up, bro?
Hey, listen, I was listening to the show, and I catch you guys every once in a while on the way to work, and, you know, I just wanted to commend you guys for playing that tape, because I heard about it a long time ago, and found it on YouTube, but no other media organization will play it.
Well, I just think it's interesting, because if it's a preacher speaking out against the white people and the white man, and they're linking that to Obama, they'll play the heck out of it, but I want to... This guy is completely turning heel on his own people. I think it's kind of interesting.
Hey, I think he could host his own conservative talk show on AM radio. It sounds like an AM talk show host.
I'd love to hear him. I think it'd be better than that Al Sharpton. That show is terrible.
It was totally relevant to the topic, and you guys weren't afraid to play it. You know, and I just want to commend you for
well, thank you very much, Jeff. Thank you for the call, man.
How sweet.
Let's go to line one, Zach. Zach, you're in the Hideout.
Hey, one of the things I wanted to cover, I didn't want to skip past Reverend Manning, but, you know, last night's debate,
yeah.
I think one of the things I missed from John McCain was why he didn't want to engage in Pakistani incidents. I mean, the junkies were covering that last week. There have been several attacks against the U.S. by the Pakistanis, but when Obama brought it up, McCain just skipped over it and tried to move along. And, I'm just interested in why you all think he wouldn't cover.
I tell you what, when that came up, I noticed that.
Thank you for the call, Zach.
McCain did talk about it. Now he didn't say he would go in there and start fighting with the Pakistanis. He said, "Listen, Obama came out and said that he would fight them. You know, he would go into their territory and go find them, no matter what that meant, even if the Pakistani government said no, don't do this." And McCain came back and said, "Listen, if you're going to point an armed gun to somebody." Mm-hmm. You better be willing to pull the trigger, oh boy. You know, it's like you can sit there and bump your gums and run your mouth, but you've never been there before. You've never been in that situation. You've never dealt with these people. Obama thinks he can sit down and have tea and crumpets with these folks. It's crazy.
Well, and I also think that that probably McCain wasn't probably his strongest area of expertise, or if it was... he probably didn't hold a completely different view of Obama.
I'm
sure that's probably why he didn't jump into it more, because he did cut it short.
If you're McCain, you know, and we all know McCain's not afraid of these guys, and we know probably what he really thinks. Let's drop a nuke on it, on the area, and let's
turn
wipe
the glass.
Up. Yeah, the whole place. Now, well, how would it work if he came out and said that? Drop a bomb on them and kill all the crazy turds. They're crazy. So let's just wipe them all out. In one fell swoop, like we did in Japan.
Well, yeah, that would be a crazy statement. And another crazy thing that happened out of the debates this week, the Klan was there. The Ku Klux Klan was hanging out at Ole Miss for the debates.
It's Mississippi.
Yeah.
I mean, you get these toothless, tobacco-spitting...
Barefoot.
Hillbillies.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy people from Mississippi. That's what Mississippi is. It's full of it. I know some good people from Mississippi, though. Black and white.
Yeah?
Yeah, I stayed in a... I lived with two boys called... two boys from Mississippi, two black guys I never met before, in a camper for 2 months.
Now, I don't want to completely change gears, but... And this will tie in a second. We were looking at a website before we got on the air today. Let me bring it up real quick here. I believe it's witchesgayer.com.
What is gayer?
No, witchesgayer.
Witchesgayer.com,
and you type two things into the engine, and it will tell you which is gayer.
How do I get
according,
there? I'm gonna look
I think it's witchesgayer.com.
Witchesgayer.com.
And it'll tell you, you know, no matter what you type in there, which is gayer, according to Google Trends. And I want to do this real quick. Let's put the KKK in against the Black Panthers.
No. I was going to say against Reverend James David Manning.
No, because almost they fall on the same side. So let's go completely opposite sides.
I can't spell which.
Oh, wow.
W-H-I-C-H.
There we go.
What do you guys say? What do you think's gayer?
I'm going with the
I'm going Triple K.
Yeah, I'm going with the Klan.
The Klan is about 60% more gay than the Black Panthers.
Kind of like some of the Republicans in Congress.
Yeah.
All those people that are anti, really in the closet.
Mm-hmm. They tend to be the ones just, they're trying to curb their own appeal for the man-ass. So they like to make it illegal. So the Klan being out there doesn't bother you guys?
Not really. It's that whole freedom of speech type of deal. I'm not going to tell
the
them
the whole freedom of speech thing.
Yeah, and you can go out there and look at them and be like, "Look at you, bunch of idiots! You know, you're so ignorant, you're stupid."
Well,
you can chastise
they, like,
them.
Burning crosses and
no, they're just
chanting
out,
stuff, or they just chilling?
They're just out there, basically holding their signs up, wearing their hats.
It's perfectly harmless. Everybody can see them for what they are. I've seen them on Jerry Springer. I'm sure everybody else has. You look at them and you're like, "Look at the freak show."
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing you take seriously. You're not. They're not out there. You know, with a sign-up list, just having members enrolling left and right.
You don't take them seriously, but you were sitting there taking Reverend James Manning seriously.
Because he made some comments that I tend to agree with.
You guys want to hear one more before we move on from this?
And then
we'll save the death threats one for later.
Play something then, and I'll tell you whether I agree with it or not.
All right, here he says he hasn't trashed Obama yet.
Well, let me just say this, first of all. I haven't trashed him.
Good.
I haven't trashed Obama.
Speak the truth.
His African in heat father went a whoring after a trashy white woman. He was born trash. I said he was born trash. I didn't trash him. I'm speaking the truth about him. Now, once again, I am a diplomat, but I'm not a compromiser. I got a word in my mouth.
He's a diplomat.
I said I got the word of God in my mouth, and God's not afraid of Obama or anybody else, or Ted Kennedy, or that little Caroline, or anybody else.
So there's his comments, and he hasn't trashed Obama.
And he said his mother was trashy?
I guess.
Is his mom a white woman?
Yeah, his mom's a white woman.
All right.
And she doesn't look trashy. She doesn't seem trashy.
Let's say the interracial. You know, we could get into that.
No,
but I don't
want that's not. And I wouldn't call that trashy either. I think there might be a reason why he hasn't really paraded her background out there. But I don't think so. From what if there was anything trashy about her, it probably will have been brought up already. And I haven't seen anything to say that. Reverend Manning, though, he has a different view on everything.
I tend to agree with him. I'm not going to elaborate or anything, but I tend to agree with him.
Of course you do.
I think he's made some valid points, honestly, and I think he's saying it like it is.
I'm glad you were able to get back here from Ole Miss where you were out there wearing your nice white robe and hat.
No.
It's very good of you to get back to the show.
There are a bunch of goofy jackasses out there.
800-636-1067. We're going to take a break here and come back and finish up. Actually, we're probably done with Manning for a little bit, so if you want to hold on to your calls, if you have anything more to say about him, we'll save that for his response to the death threats that he's gotten.
We'll get into the debate a little bit more, some of the topics that I hit on as well.
And I want to talk football coming up in baseball
a little bit too. Paul Newman.
God bless.
Yeah.
God bless.
What are they going to do with all that ranch at McDonald's?
It smells. It's turned. It's a Hideout 106.7 WJFK.
More time, I'm out of here. You're in the Hideout.
Hey, listen up for a second, J-Dubs. I got to talk about my friends over at Yesterday's Pork. That's right, Yesterday's Pork. Time is precious. Between the busy work week and taking care of the family, not everyone has time to cook and sit down for a good meal. Hell, eating out is getting too expensive anyway, especially with gas prices skyrocketing and the economy unstable. I don't know about you, but everyone I know is looking to save a buck or two. Yesterday's Pork is the place for you. Now I know you've heard of day-old donuts. Listen, it's the same concept, just a different food group. yesterday's pork. They collect leftovers from your favorite restaurants and buffets in the area. These restaurants can't throw away all that unused food. They're starving kids in Africa, for crying out loud. Unfortunately for them, they're too far away to benefit, but you're not. Yesterday's Pork serves hot meals at a fair price for dine-in or carry-out. That's Yesterday's Pork, 2 miles from downtown Fairfax. Yesterday's Pork, it's leftovers from the fridge without cooking in the first place.
Hideout. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone.
Hideout.
Welcome back to the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK. If you want to get a hold of the show,
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067.
Also, if you are on your computer and using that thing called the Internet, get on the AOL Instant Messenger and hit us up on Hideout Radio. Hideout Radio is the name on the Instant Messenger. Also, WJFK.com has all of the podcasts ready to go. You can click there to listen live. And you can do that all week long. Listen to some of your favorite shows in the whole wide world right here on 106.7 WJFK. All right, we're going to let Reverend Manning rest for a little bit. We'll come back to him. Also, what we've been doing, and we'll continue to do
it. You can't keep a good dog down.
No.
He'll rear his ugly head again.
And what we've also been doing throughout the show, and we'll continue to do, witchesgayer.com. You just type in a couple things on witchesgayer.com, and through Google Trends, it tells you witchesgayer. Back at the studio, WJFK intern has been looking up stuff, and Satchel Patch, you are officially gayer than myself. The Lions are gayer than the Redskins. Lions are my favorite team. And thank God the Lions have a bye week this week, so I don't have to be depressed all Sunday.
Well, they had that old debacle. They fired Millen.
Finally.
What are you happy about that?
Yeah.
From a Lions fan.
Do we want to actually get into football here?
Yeah, man. Let's talk a little football. I mean, there's some big games.
Let's do.
The big game. Better than nothing. Football. Big game in the D.C. area this weekend.
Who's playing?
The Skins and the Cowboys. There's always a big one.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the biggest, if not the biggest, rivalry in the NFL.
Cowboys and Eagles. I think, is there anybody besides the Cowboys that have rivalries?
Packers, Bears. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty big one. Right. The Chiefs and the Raiders.
And Raiders. The Cowboys and the Raiders, I think, have the most rivalries. Mm-hmm. You can go Cowboys and 49ers just because the old school matchups
old playoffs,
they had.
Yeah.
Cowboys, Eagles, Cowboys, Redskins, Cowboys, Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody in there that division?
How about the Patriots and Giants?
Well, check this out. You got not so much. I would go Raiders. You got the Raiders,
mm-hmm.
Broncos,
mm-hmm.
Raiders, Chargers, Raiders, Chiefs. That division as well.
Yeah. Well, what used to be the Patriots won? The Bills or was it the Jets? Probably the Jets more than the Bills.
Maybe the Jets, but I could see a New York team. But it'd be the Jets, Patriots and the Jets. But other than that, maybe one of the new rivalries. Maybe the Colts and the Patriots.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, whenever a team dominates for a while, they're going to get a few rivalries going because a lot of people just want to take them down a peg and will do anything to do it. Like the Jets have taking the gloves off against them and trying to get them in trouble legally in the NFL. So that's going to make the rivalry a little bit more tense.
What are the 1 o'clock games we have, Muffin?
1 o'clock games, Cleveland at Cincy.
Who do you like in that? Cleveland
or Cincy?
Cleveland,
give me Cleveland.
Been awful.
Cleveland.
I think Cleveland.
Ocho Cinco is terrible. Awful.
He's
told everybody.
I like Cincy in that.
Really?
Has Cincy won a game this year?
No.
No.
I'm going to Cincy to go get their first win against Cleveland.
Okay.
Alrighty.
What else we got?
Then we got Minnesota at Tennessee.
Tennessee's good, even though they finally got their senses to him and said, to hell with Vince Young.
Yeah, put him on backup.
Let him go kill himself, go fish, do whatever he wants to do.
Well, he's out because of his ankle anyway, right?
No, he's not. He tried to kill himself. He wanted to kill himself. They got rid of him because he's a psycho.
He's just like when he's in the pocket, he can't pull the trigger.
He can't handle the pressure coming out there by booing him.
He's a skirt. He's a skirt. But Tennessee's defense, outstanding. That's kept them in.
So,
only lost
who do you pick?
Game. Tennessee.
Tennessee, how about you, Muffin?
I'm going to go with Tennessee on that one.
What else?
We have Broncos at Chiefs.
Broncos. Broncos got a solid team. Chiefs are very weak.
Chiefs are horrible.
Yeah, Broncos.
Aren't they on like an 11-game losing streak right now?
Yeah. But,
like from last season?
You know what's going to be interesting? I believe it's like week 10 or 11. Lions, Chiefs. That's going to be a terrible game.
It is. You almost called it interesting. I think you did call it interesting.
It's going to be interesting on how bad it is. You know what it's going to be? Yeah. It's going to be the game for the number one pick.
What else you got?
We have Niners at Saints.
Saints. Niners aren't bad this year, though. They're actually playing decent. Saints.
They're not good.
No, they aren't good at all.
Drew Brees and Reggie Bush. Yay, fantasy.
I put some Febreze on my couch the other day. I tell you, it really does wonders. I love that stuff. I spray it. Like, after you hit the couch, I go doing it. I hit the walls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll put it on drywall, sheetrock.
You know, if I'm running low on deodorant, I'll spray some Febreze in my armpits.
I do it on my clothes. Mm-hmm. It makes your dirty clothes last longer.
You know what? You know where I do? I do it right in the bottom area of the underwear. Where that can get a little saucy.
And
then Febreze it away.
I like that smell, though. Mm-hmm. I keep that.
Now, who do you pick in the... You already said Saints, right?
Yeah, we're going with
Saints.
And you have both Breeze and Bush in your fantasy team.
I do. They've been my horses like the whole league so far.
Do you end up actually liking a team after a good year of fantasy football? Me, I like the Chargers because I had LaDainian Tomlinson like 4 years in a row, so I started watching them every year, and I love the team now. For some reason. Same thing with the Eagles. I had McNabb for a while in my early years of fantasy football. And now I love the Eagles. So,
really?
Yeah, I mean, that's how I get into out-of-town teams, personally.
I kind of see where you're coming from on that. I've watched...
Because you're forced to watch them. You kind of get into the storyline.
Well, yeah, you pay more attention to the teams and their divisions and things like that. But it doesn't divert my, you know, liking towards them.
Well, I mean, after 4 years of watching one team, you start to grow a little fond of them. I was just wondering if anybody else really picked their teams like that.
I had a burp for you and it went away.
What else we got on the 1 o'clock games?
All right, we got Arizona at New York Football Jets.
The Jets. Brett Favre. He's not doing it for me. That guy. He wishes he stayed retired. Everybody in New York right now wishes
he
stayed retired.
He's still great.
Questionable too.
He's still great. Yeah, man. I think the Jets.
I think he's a whiny big. Baby.
Oh, how's he a big baby? Yeah. He goes out there.
He's terrible. He's a terrible quarterback. He hasn't done anything. Last year he had a decent season. The only reason he had a decent season is because he had a good defense. He had a good offensive line. And look at the corners on that team are some of the best. What he had last year in Green Bay. Charles Woodson and Al Harris and some of those others.
His wide receivers are god awful then.
No, so, Chris Chambers.
Come on.
He's a good receiver. He didn't have some of the receivers that DC has.
Donald Driver.
He's a good receiver.
He looks like most deaf. All right, what's the next game?
All right, next one. I know we got some drama going on about this one. Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay at Raymond James with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Aaron Rodgers
Give
is
me
a
Green
ba-
Bay.
Yeah, no, Tampa Bay. Aaron Rodgers is
Brian Greasy all the way.
No. Battle of the Bays.
Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback than Brett Favre ever could wish he would be.
you're insane now.
No, I'm not. You take the HGH out of Brett Favre. And then Brett Favre is nothing. He's a noodle. He's a rag arm.
If we didn't have to take a break in a second here, I would sit here and debate you on that all day long. But what's the next game?
All right, three more games. We have Atlanta at Carolina.
Carolina.
That's a divisional game. They're going to stomp them.
Carolina. Houston at Jacksonville.
Give me Jacksonville.
I'll take the Jags, too.
They're 1-2. They're at home. Houston ain't going to do anything.
And that's it for 1 o'clock games.
Did we even pick a winner on the Redskins-Cowboys game?
That's 4:15.
Yeah, but did we pick a winner on that yet?
No. We'll say that for later. We can make our picks later
on. We'll come back with more football.
It's a road game. The Skins got to go to D.C. I mean, to Dallas, the big D.
And a couple little updates on what is gayer. Democrats are officially gayer than the Republicans, according to whichisgayer.com.
Really?
Let's take a break. It is the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK.
The Hideout. The Hideout.
Caution, retards in area.
The Hideout.
Welcome back in the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK. That's right, Joe Radio comes up right after us at 9 p.m. Make sure you tune in for that. Joe Radio right here, Joe Ardinger on 106.7 WJFK. Every Saturday night right after us, the Hideout. I'm J-Dubs.
Flip Satchel standing over there.
Yes. And as well as Nicole. Nicole, Muffin, Honey.
Yes, dear.
People are asking for pictures of you. Is
really?
There a MySpace they can go to or anything like that? No? I'm trying to figure out a place where they can go where they can get a photo. Maybe I'll put one up on WJFK.com.
Yeah, go to. You can do that.
Okay. Is RichardsRealm.com?
Yes.
Don't beat your ass.
Barely legal area of Richard's
hey.
Realm.
Porn.
There you go. There you go.
Have you ever videotaped?
Maybe. Awkward.
I have never. I'm more old school. I have still photos.
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yeah, but I don't like. It's fun during during the act.
I'm sure the anxiety afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But like watching it, I'm like, ew, ew, ew.
So you actually watched it? I don't know if I could get myself to watch it.
What's
I mean,
the point in videotaping if you're not going to watch?
What do you do? Can critique it like it's game tape, and you got a one of those yellow pens,
he
circle
been
and stuff.
Out.
And, yeah. Yeah, that completely blew it right there. That the game was over, and then. What about you, Satchel?
No, never done it.
I don't believe you.
I haven't.
Have you ever taken nude photos of yourself?
No, not really.
No?
I haven't done that. Nope.
No? I've never videotaped for that point you're talking about. What are you going to do afterwards? Watch it?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to look at myself.
You don't want to see if you are, I don't know, if your technique is just awkward?
No.
Critique yourself.
No, I really have no interest in doing that type of thing.
I would. But I don't think I would be able to keep it around at all. And by that, I mean, if it was like a digital camera, I would have to destroy the whole hard drive because there would be a backup on there and everything. I couldn't risk that getting out there because I would be immensely embarrassed.
Six,
I don't know, man.
Everybody, you know
what?
A
lot of money.
I would do it. I would do it if I could dress up as a plushie. You know, in like one of those
plushy fetish, like
yeah,
the mascot
I don't know what
fetish.
That is. Yeah, but they dress up in like mascot outfits and they have sex.
How can you do that if you're a mascot?
It's
well,
like
yeah,
a
yeah,
fetish.
Yeah.
What's that on a? It was on an episode of Entourage when they did that Johnny Drama. Like he found this really hot girl and she was into mascots.
Mm-hmm. And you just
what's
kind
it
of
called?
Plushies. And you kind
plushies.
Of, you kind of remove that area of the costume so you can do your thing, but.
All right, we were talking earlier about, we let off the show, I guess, Reverend James David Manning. We talked a little bit about the debate happened last night, Obama and McCain. Of course, James Manning, he has not in favor of Obama. We played some of the clips. We'll play some more coming up. We talked a little bit about the NFL, the 1 o'clock games, Dallas, and the, Redskins are getting it on in a 4:15 game in Dallas. And the college football. Now, have you been watching any college football today? Maryland, they had the big win in Clemson. Michigan, they just got through coming back on number 9 in Wisconsin. Three of the top 10 teams. USC got beat on Thursday night to Oregon State.
Mm-hmm.
At Oregon State.
Mm-hmm.
Florida got beat by a weak Ole Miss team. Houston, not a guy that got fired from Arkansas last year because he couldn't coach. Florida comes into Ole Miss, gets romped today. I think ended up final score 31-30. So that's the second top 10 team. And now Michigan, but they were getting drummed earlier by Wisconsin. What was the score now?
They're getting beat by like 20-some.
20-something to nothing?
And then they end up winning by 25-27 they end up winning.
All right, so that game's just over.
That game is over. Michigan wins, beats number 9, Wisconsin.
Duke, even though Virginia wasn't ranked, Duke won. If they ever win, that's an upset. And then once again, Maryland is... College football, I don't see why y'all hate on the pro game, or you're so in love with the pro game, and you hate on college football
because
so much.
Because college, it is literally that thing of all the players are so bad, well, most of the players are so bad, that a small team could come in, and they're all the best players. All the best of the best go to the NFL. You don't see these guys are going to end up turning wrenches somewhere on the field of the CXFL.
Ricky Williams, he hate me, the beer man.
He wasn't a big NFL star. He played special teams.
All right, look at the beer man.
Who?
The beer man. The guy that used to kick return for the Saints. And he was a special teams man. But they called him the beer man because he was delivering beer the year before.
Yeah.
Look at the defensive end for the Buccaneers. Last year he was working at Best, or not last year, year before last, he was working at Best Buy as a security guard.
Yeah, but he...
Kurt Warner, Arena Football.
He used to bag groceries like a retard.
There's your talent.
I always thought he sucked, but that's one thing that I never understood.
Look at your Detroit Lions.
Hold on. That's one thing I never understood was how Kurt Warner was bagging groceries before. I've never had a non-mentally challenged person bagging my groceries.
I used to do that.
Case in point.
That was actually my first job.
Really?
Back in Kentucky.
Bagging groceries in Kentucky.
That's what you do in small towns. K. Roger. That's where I started my first.
No way.
Yeah.
Look at you two. Aww. Guys going Krogering together.
Yeah, man. I won't let people bag my groceries. Listen, there's something that I was watching last night. What, you watch TV? Are y'all much into TV at all?
I don't have cable.
Not really.
I don't have cable either, but you got the coat hanger, right? You get your...
Yeah, but that's used on women, so...
Well, whenever you're not working as a part-time so-called medical student, Phil...
Yes.
You haven't quite got your doctrine yet.
No.
All right, I don't have cable. I plug the coat hanger in.
What were you watching?
Something Jobs. Craziest jobs,
dirty jobs.
Dirty jobs. Is that like a reality show?
Yeah.
And they go around. That's good entertainment. And I'm not usually a big fan of reality television. I think it's crap. And I think television, the product, NBC, their Thursday night lineup is good with The Office. Mm-hmm. You know, my name is Earl. You ought to put the coat hanger in for that. You can get the good stuff. Well, there's good stuff.
I'm working
there.
Till 11.
Last night.
I can't TiVo with a coat hanger.
Yeah, you got a point there. Internet.
DVD.
NBC.com. Anyway, so last night before the debate came on, I was sitting there watching this Toughest Jobs. What'd y'all say it was?
Dirty Jobs.
That's pretty good. They get these people to do some crazy things. Last night they had them in there with a bull.
Okay,
right? They had to be a
now
rodeo
clown. We're talking about something different. Dirty Jobs is a job like on, or a show on like Discovery or something.
Yeah. National Geographic. It's not that
one. It's not that one where there's a guy that goes out and says this is the dirtiest job to do. No, this is Toughest Jobs where they have, it's a reality series where they have about five or six guys, you know, men and women. There was a lesbian.
It's America's Deadliest Job. Thank you on the AOL Instant Messenger Hideout Radio.
All right. They put him in there with the bull, a rodeo clown. Now, you know, it's a clown. It's not the goofy honk, honk, honk on my nose clown. Come to your birthday and blow up balloons and turn a balloon into a dog or a poodle or anything like that. A rodeo clown. I don't know. Have you anywhere you ever been to a rodeo?
I've never been to one. I mean, no. I've seen it on TV,
yeah.
But I've never...
Might ever go to a rodeo.
Yeah, they're kind of boring. But these bulls are some powerful, powerful animals.
Why would I go to a rodeo while there's internet porn? Why would I go to... Why
get
would
out.
I do that?
Because you're going to see somebody gored either way, one way or another.
Yeah.
Why not watch a 2,000-pound bull get him? You know, they put these guys, one of them, a former cop, some model, these awkward people... And they put them in there, and they were kind of giving them a training with how to dodge a bull, and they put, like, the horns on front of a wheelbarrow.
Mm.
But that was entertaining television. I actually kind of enjoyed it, and it's one of the few reality shows that I was able to watch that actually had my attention. And they put them in there. Would you go into... Now, this was something that actually scared me when I'd watch them get in there with this bull. And this is a freaking bull. You know, when was the last time... Have any of you ever seen a real bull in real life?
Yeah.
They're huge. They're powerful.
Scary.
And to not have training to get stuck in there and be a rodeo clown? And when once the cowboy falls off, you get the bull off?
What would it take for you to be able to knock out a bull?
To knock out?
Yeah.
You can't do it.
No, it's impossible.
Okay. Tied down, you have a 2x4.
You can't do it.
You're hitting in the face. How many shots?
You can't do it.
Oh, I guarantee.
No, you can't do it.
Give me an aluminum bat and a tied-down bull.
Oh, yeah.
I'll knock it out.
No, he will bust the strings and bust your ass.
No, he can't bust the strings. They're metal. They're metal tie-downs. And then I punch it in the face.
What kind of metal tie-downs do you...
I don't care.
Put it in a cage like it's at the zoo. And you're going to beat that bull into submission. He's going to bend the bars and beat your ass.
No, bull can't bend bars.
Yes, he can. Bulls are powerful. They're some of the most powerful creatures on this planet. Hippo, bull.
Then how does the clown beat it?
Swiftness. Moving your feet. You move side to side. You don't run in a straight line like a couple of these idiots found out last night and got gored. Have you never watched the television programs like Animals Gone Wild or...
Who would win in a fight? Bull or hippo?
Find out what's gayer.
Bull or hippo?
Ah, you stole it from me.
Was it,
it was gayer.
Which is gayer.com?
Yeah.
Which is gayer.com, a bull or a hippo? Bull is definitely a hippo because a bull is something a straight man keeps intact and keeps it on a nice tight leash. You keep your bull very close to your heart.
Bull is way gayer than hippo.
Ah, you're full of it.
Way gayer.
No. I'm not buying it.
Well, how are you buying it? Hippos are the toughest animal in the world.
No, I would give a bull. I would go with a bull.
You'd go with a bull over a hippo?
Hippos don't have horns. They got a couple of those sharp teeth.
All right, more of this nonsense coming up in a few minutes. We got to take a break. It is The Hideout, 106.7 WJFK.
The Hideout. Answering the big question. World hunger. Terrorism. And the biggest question.
Do you take it in the...
I've heard about J-Dub's fruit baskets, but I'm not sure I'm ready for one yet. Ready or not, here's your fruit basket. J-Dub's Fruit Basket Stand, the industry's number one provider of fruit baskets. J-Dub's distributes his refreshing delicacy that will make your taste buds tingle with pleasure.
When can I get a fruit basket from J-Dub's?
He is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and is available upon request. J-Dub's Fruit Basket Stand is mobile for your convenience, and he does make house calls.
What does this fruit taste like?
Your mouth will salivate from the anticipation of the luscious and exotic flavors that will drop you to your knees. J-Dub's fruit baskets have a fresh aroma with a nice variety of natural juices and sweeteners.
So how much does this fruit basket cost?
Cost varies from basket to basket depending on size and selection. You can count on J-Dub's to give you the bang for your buck. That's J-Dub's Fruit Basket Stand, ready to serve you with the pleasures you desire. Who wants a fruit basket?
Oh, I want my fruit basket right now. I'm ready for my fruit basket.
I love J-Dub's fruit baskets.
A terribly sad indictment of our society.
You're in The Hideout.
An appeal to the sodomist.
The Hideout.
Overtones of bestiality.
The Hideout.
I'd like to welcome aboard our new sponsors. Thank you. Sales team over at WJFK doing very well. You'll hear them throughout the show.
They're doing well because we're doing well in the Saturday night spot.
Yeah, Saturday night's blowing up for us. Blowing up for us and Joe Artinger.
You put on a good radio program and the people want to be a part of it.
Joe Radio comes up at 9 o'clock. We're kind of the Joe pre-show. You can give us a call, 800-636-1067. I'm sending over a couple of pictures of Nicole the Muffin. Two of the WJFK studios. They're going to try to put it on the Hideout page on WJFK.com so everybody can take a peek at it. We've gotten a few requests for that.
But listen, what I was trying to say in that last segment, not to beat off the path or anything, but I just think bulls are crazy. And there's a bunch of crap on TV, especially with the reality television. Mm-hmm. I think it's a decent show getting these people to do some crazy, outlandish things, which that's pretty much all reality TV is anyway. But when you throw people in there to be a rodeo clown that have never done it before, getting in there with the bull is extremely, extremely crazy, manly. It's a clown job, but the manliest of manly men are rodeo clowns.
What I'm shocked about is your complete dismissal of being able to knock out a bull. I think any man out there would say, all right, given the correct circumstances, yes, I could knock out a bull. I think that's a pride in your manhood that says yes.
Maybe if you have two bulls charging at you simultaneously, and you jump or you duck right as they get to you and they collide with each other.
Then you are. You, the bull's knocking out the bull, not you.
Well, you outsmarted the bull.
Yeah, that's not hard to do.
Wait, you carry around a red cape with you?
Yeah, it's you have to be able to take a brick and bash a bull in between the eyes and say, yes, I think I could knock him out. And that's something
guess
that
about the little engine that could.
I was flipping through Yahoo.
The little Easton that could.
And they had an article on Live Science. At women, at home, women rule.
Yeah.
Is
that was
the
very
article.
Woman-like.
I know.
I guess in the professional world, men still are on top. But around 43% of couples, women take more of a decision role in the household direction of where the family's going.
What households are these?
43% of them out there.
I imagine this. I want to find out where this poll was taken. I know it wasn't taken in the South. Maybe in San Francisco, maybe in Los Angeles.
It's a nationwide poll.
Maybe in Florida.
No, you don't have too many hippies here in Florida. I'm thinking this poll was taken.
That's not a hippie issue. Okay.
Yes, it is a hippie issue.
Okay, listen.
It absolutely is a hippie issue.
Okay, listen. Going on this route of it, I worked before I got into radio. I worked with kids with YMCA for like 6 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the mamas.
What are you doing working? What are you doing with the job?
Huh?
What are you doing with the job?
What am I doing with the job?
Yeah. What can you cook? Name me five wonderful meals you can cook.
I can cook so well.
I said name me five.
I'm from Kentucky. Of course I can cook.
Five. Give me five meals.
I can make.
She can make a ham bone last for 50 days.
Yeah,
she's in Kentucky.
I can make chicken cacciatore. I can make homemade
rape has
chicken
nothing to do with your cooking.
I can make.
Two?
I can.
You got two things. What are you doing with the job when you can only make two things? Continue.
You know what?
Continue.
I'm going to come over and beat your ass because this is not about me cooking. My point is that the women who would pick up the kids from the YMCA were the stay-at-home moms, and they did make most of the decisions because the dad was never home to make those decisions for them.
No, you.
They were already at home with the kids, which is already a full-time job, especially when you got two or three of the little parents running around.
Well, I mean, you don't know nothing about a full-time job.
I don't have kids, but I worked with them long enough to know that.
Is this a full-time job to stay at home with them?
Yeah.
No, because you're not training them. You're not teaching them.
When do you think?
You gotta train them. You gotta train them to eat by themselves and poop and pee by themselves.
No, they do that regardless.
You gotta teach them. You gotta bring them up to be decent human beings, which
your
parents failed to do.
No, if the kid has any sense, he's not gonna poop or pee on himself. Or go number one. The kids don't do that.
So you're saying you had no potty training whatsoever and you just learned how to crap in a toilet by yourself?
No. When I was a child, if I did something, you know, to dirty myself, my dad would take me in the back of the yard, pull me out, get me with the water hose, and rinse me off until I learned that that's unhealthy. That's not what you want to do.
Oh, my goodness.
I learned it at a young
age. Arkansas's finest, ladies and gentlemen.
You don't want to do that.
Now, I personally, what surprises me in this article was 27% of women have control over the remote control as well.
That's crazy, too.
Yeah. When do you think this happened?
Watching Grey's Anatomy? Something like that?
See, I don't have that problem. I don't watch the girly sitcoms and stuff.
What do you
I've
watch?
I've never watched them. I'm at home watching the football games and the basketball games and baseball.
Good woman.
Yeah, she's been trained.
Food Network and Sex and the City. I have not been trained.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when do you think this has happened? The American man really has gone on a decline of what control they had in the household.
I would start with around in the 60s, I think, is when it all began, when, you know, the equal rights movement, women should vote.
I'm pushing it back further. Pushing it back to probably the late 80s, early 90s of the buffoon male sitcoms. Where everything you watch on TV, even commercials, if you watch a commercial, it's white men being buffoons. White men kowtowing to the wife at the home because he is an idiot. It's Tim the Toolman Taylor trying to get away with adding horsepower to his truck. That's the only thing he cares about. It's the sitcoms that have really killed the American man. Everybody has this this thought of white men in the family that we're just idiots. We go to work, do a dumb job, we come home. Yeah, we're fat,
lazy.
We're king of queens.
Drink beer all the time.
Yeah.
Not the mama.
Yeah, we're Sinclair. We're Sinclair from Dinosaurs.
And not the mama.
Yeah.
That's all the kid knows, not the mama. You have a point there. I don't know why we've been portrayed that way, in that manner. I certainly don't think so. I don't think it's like that at the house. It's not in my situation.
But it's showing in these studies that men, for the most part, have lost control of their home. And I can see where it's happened as far as how we're looked at on TV.
Now, I've spoke out on this point alone. Control your woman. If you got a good woman, you kind of know how to control her. Now, I'm not saying, you know, grab her by the hair and drag her around like caveman style.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the man is head of the household. You know, you control. You pay the bills. You go out and do the work.
No, the stereotype is that the man is the head of the household.
So the woman is? Is that the way you want it?
I think it should be a shared responsibility.
How can you share the responsibility, though? Like, what how do you split that up?
I think the problem comes from. Personal example.
Okay.
My parents.
Mm-hmm.
Stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She makes all the decision on, you know, what color we're going to paint the house. I was just with my dad at the Home Depot today getting paint for the house.
Yeah, I guarantee your dad's not going along with pink.
No, it's not pink.
No, because he controls your mom. She's going to get a nice dark maroon, maybe a green, and maybe paint the living room camouflage.
Yeah, nice forest green and...
But she makes all the domestic... She does make all the domestic decisions, but
what color did she paint? What colors did she choose?
Would you let me finish?
Let her finish.
All right, sorry.
Okay, but my dad is the sole provider for the house, so he makes all of the financial decisions and all of the huge, you know,
the
reality decisions.
Yeah, the real decisions.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a shared responsibility to have a home. And by the way, she painted the house. The door is black or obsidian stone.
Mainly.
And the outside is like a tannish... And then it's like in a beige trim.
Spanish manly.
I would have to think that if men had control over how the house looked, it would be that panel side wood everywhere.
Oh, that is awful.
No, maybe not panel side. I like wood indoors, though.
Wood indoors, but not that panel side.
If you get some nice cedar, put some cedar around the walls, cedar walls,
but
that's sharp.
You see those everywhere in the South, don't you?
But if you're a man, and why would you want to sit around dabbing paint around the house? You just want to tack up some fake wood and be done with it.
Well, you kind of, it's almost picking and choosing your battles.
Mm.
And I can see, but the thing about controlling your woman is it's not the caveman style, as I alluded to earlier.
Yeah.
It's influencing your woman and, you know, kind of controlling her mental state. You know what she's going to choose.
You're acting like you're the dog whisperer.
What do you mean?
Have you ever seen that show?
No.
No.
Please tell me how to act, Caesar.
Well, you let her, you influence her decisions, and you know, you let her know, yeah, you're making the decision. Good job. What a good color you picked out there. And you know, the next thing you know, she's got your favorite team plastered up all over the wall. And good job.
So
that
you're
was
using
your
reverse
decision.
Psychology?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. What do you like to watch when you get home?
That's a bunch of garbage.
Football.
Because,
Satchel's
such an evil genius that he's able to, play Jedi mind tricks on a woman. Trust me, he thinks he's doing everything but just the opposite.
Trust me, young flipper.
No, seriously. I mean, it's about controlling your woman and letting her think she's making the big decisions in life.
It's
a compromise.
About being responsible. Oh, you just said it was a compromise.
Right.
Did I not say it was a shared responsibility?
But
so you agree with me.
No, I'm saying it's a compromise.
Down,
you control her thoughts.
You let
her thinking she's making the right decision.
The muffin's already controlling your thoughts. She's already having influence over you. You were on one side completely, and now you've come across without even knowing it. And you think you're winning. She has beat you already.
Because I said compromise?
Yes.
I misspoke. We're on the air for three hours.
Next time I say compromise,
hit the dump button. We're crying out loud.
I slipped. 800-636-1067. It is Hideout 106.7 WJFK. I'm talking about this article in Life Science, At Home Women Rule. I guess over the years, we've lost control of the house, if you're
it's
a guy.
Shame. It's a shame.
It's only 43%. It's not like it's a huge, like, 80-20
figure. Well, 43%, and I think shared responsibility is almost as equal, and the guy only has, like, 20% in there. So it's, it's more women than anything.
It's a shame.
There's more women than men.
We need to get more manly things.
Yeah. All right, here's another manly thing.
Let's get something manly.
Manorexia. Manorexia.
Now, this goes back to what you're talking about earlier. Men losing control of the household because they're a bunch of fruits.
Yeah, more men suffering from manorexia.
What the hell
health
is that?
Experts warn.
What the hell is manorexia?
I guess every man wants to be a size zero, it says in here. So they are trying to lose. And the picture on this article is just a bunch of men in briefs.
I want to say, where did this poll take place too? San Francisco?
Nope, this one took...
Miami?
Nope, it's overseas one, London. London Fashion Week.
Fashion?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of manly men in fashion.
Oh, actually...
look at the women in fashion. They look like a bunch of cokeheads that slept in weeks
unhealthy.
And haven't eaten in about a month. That
actually, the London Fashion Week printed the article. Actually, the article was... taken the study was taken at Harvard.
L.A.? I can see this going out in L.A. Some of those people...
Harvard isn't in L.A.
But no, I know, I'm talking about okay. this manorexia type thing. Guys with this type of attitude that want to be a size zero. I can see it out in Hollywood.
Well, I would throw you in the manorexia category.
I'm scrawny. That doesn't mean I'm depriving myself of food and basic nutrients. I had 3 glasses of milk. I had my Wheaties this morning.
What do you eat on a daily basis to keep that girlish figure?
I had 2 bologna cheese sandwiches. I had chicken and bologna with mustard and mayonnaise and pickles. I had pancakes and 6 pieces of bacon for breakfast. The first bologna sandwich was a snack.
I'll tell you what. The bowl at your house has to look terrible. It just has to look like
a
chocolate murder happened.
I'm griping it to you, J-Dubs, about drinking 8 energy drinks a day.
6.
And then Flip here lives off of bologna.
It's a delicacy.
I've never seen a man eat anything else during lunch except bologna and maybe some buffalo chicken to spice it up.
800-636-1067. We got to take a break here. We'll come back with more. It is The Hideout, 106.7 WJFK.
The Hideout.
Any point at your break, any sharp fins, break, any make your fins different, break.
Hideout,
Do you suffer from fingernail sensitivity? Does your dog have ass mites the size of small kittens? Are you sometimes uncomfortable in social situations because of uncontrollable secretions from swamp ass? Well, come on down, folks, to Polkad's Apothecary. We have a wide assortment of tonics, ointments, and salves to soothe your ailments and your four-legged friends, too. And as always, folks, these products are made fresh daily and guaranteed not to rim-rack, run down your crack, or sink or swell up in the summertime, even in the South. This guarantee is unsurpassed in the apothecary industry. We are just a short drive across the branch, on down the holler about a mile and a half from Cougar's Couch Shack. We've been in the same location for the past 35 years. We ain't moved or relocated, and nobody's ever asked us to.
Disclaimer, the rim rack can run down your crack and is only guaranteed on humans. Your pets and or farm animals may experience stinking or swelling up in the summertime, especially in the South. Polecat's Cross Carry is a trademark of Polecat Inc.
It's a hot hip-hop fashion trend.
You know what it is, the Hideout.
Blink, blink, homeboy.
Step back. I might blind you.
Yeah. The Hideout.
Welcome back in the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK. We just got done talking about the decline of the American man, the man losing the control over the household.
We need to get more manly things in the Hideout.
Manorexia.
Yeah, manorexia is
where's
out there.
Jackie Gleason. Where's the honeymooners? Jackie Gleason.
He was a man.
He was a man's man.
And Paul Newman, who died this week. He was a man.
Paul Newman, man. We haven't even talked about that.
No, we haven't.
What's your favorite Paul Newman movie?
Cool Hand Luke.
Is it Cool Hand Luke? That's I put Cool Hand Luke in one of my top 10 favorite movies of all time.
What was your favorite scene?
My favorite scene, maybe, I think there were several fight scenes between him, who is old boy? Who's a big old boy? He came in, he rolled the, my favorite scene is so he goes to jail, and you know, there's the big old boy, who pretty much runs the whole scene, and then finally, when you see that transition, when they're fighting and stuff like that, and Cool Hand Luke kept on getting his ass kicked, kept on getting pounded into the ground, that reminds me of something else Manly will talk about here in a second. But when he just keeps on taking that beat down, and finally, the big guy gives up, and then you see the transition of Cool Hand Luke becoming the big dog, and then, you know, it's that transition to where the big old boy is now the little puppy, you know, bouncing around on his toes. you know, cheering for Luke and stuff like that. That's that transition from Luke as the small dog to Luke becoming a big dog is pretty much my favorite part.
Yeah, I got to go with the egg scene. It's the greatest scene in any movie he's ever done. It's just so memorable, and everybody references it to this day for a reason. It's a great scene.
I like when he was sneak out of jail. I guess it was to see his mom. I hadn't seen the show in a while. I need to go back and revisit that. When he snuck out to go see his mom, and then they put him back in the hole, and then they, what we got here is failure to communicate. Mm-hmm. When he goes out there and makes that whole speech, and then keeps Luke in the hole for Lord knows how long. That was pretty good.
No, that was on that other movie.
Oh, it was that movie.
It was that movie. That's Cool Hand Luke.
That's Cool Hand Luke.
No, I'm referring to...
You're thinking of Guns N' Roses.
No, what were we... We were making fun of Kid McLovin a couple weeks ago because he'd never seen that movie with Damon Wayans in it. It's one of... We were cracking
on Major Payne.
Major Payne.
He stole that from Major Payne. That didn't originate in Major Payne.
Although Major Payne is one of the greatest. I put that in my top 10 as well.
I love Major Payne.
Major Payne is in my top 10 as well.
Gets lots of TBS primetime.
I don't know if I'd call it my top 10.
But Paul Newman, 83 years old.
Slapshot.
The Hustler, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Now, this is something I was thinking about. My mom... 55.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's going to be mad that I said that on the air. But, you know, when she was coming along, Paul Newman was the big deal when she was a young girl.
Stud.
And when Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid came out, everybody was Paul Newman this, Paul Newman that, and my mom and some of her friends were like, but there's this other guy in the movie. He's so cute. And it turned out to be Robert Redford.
I'm going which is gayer, Paul Newman or Robert Redford.
Robert Redford. It's definitely
whichisgayer.com is where
I
do
Redford would be gayer.
Robert Redford, definitely. Paul Newman is manly man and the manliest of men. He's up there with Jackie Gleason and the original caveman who used to beat their women and drag them by the hair for manly men. Paul Newman is up there definitely at the top. But that whole Butch...
Who am I going against Paul Newman?
Robert Redford.
For some reason I was thinking Nick Nolte.
Oh.
That would be Nick Nolte, Blue Chips.
That's how you pull out of Robert Redford's Blue Chips, Shaq movie?
No, not Robert Redford. You said Nick Nolte.
Oh, Nick Nolte, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know what else Nick Nolte has done off the top of my head. Sorry. I apologize, but...
Wow. Barely. Paul Newman is gayer than Robert Redford.
Ah.
God bless.
Really?
Yeah.
83 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's on, and if you don't know him from his movies, he's the ranch guy at McDonald's.
He has a whole line of organic foods and products, which that's why I love him.
You don't love him because of his body of work that is just...
Well, of course, I've known him as an actor and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but he makes all of his...
Are you one of those organic girls who...
I am.
Do you eat meat at all?
I don't eat red meat, and
so
I don't
not
eat
manly.
Pork.
Don't eat red meat or pork, so what, you eat fish and chicken?
Yeah, and turkey.
Go to London, fish and chips,
have
it all day. But all right, Paul Newman. Now, this is Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid. You know, that's when he used to do all his big movies and stuff like that. He used to be good back in the day when people that are 50-year-olds really enjoyed him. Now he's dead, and he meant a lot to those people. Who, out of our society, in the movies right now, who's
equal
to Paul Newman? Or not manly, but who's equivalent to a Paul
Jack
Newman?
Jack Nicholson.
But still,
that's kind of still out of the old school.
Yeah, that's
you know?
That's old
I mean, he's
school.
Still out there.
You
but
mean like our generation?
Yeah, our generation.
Like I would say Adam Sandler. And, you know,
no.
I wouldn't say Adam Sandler.
What are
Sandler.
You talking about?
I'm talking about age group wise. Oh, Adam Sandler has good movies.
You are insane.
What?
What's his good movie?
All of them.
Shut
the
up.
Same one.
After Billy Madison, they went downhill.
That was good. Billy Madison was good.
You are putting.
I'm not
Adam
putting,
Sandler
I'm not,
as a Paul Newman of our time. You
no,
aren't doing that. I'm not going to lie to you. Then why bring it up?
I mean, his age. Hey, I don't care about
Johnny
his
Depp.
Age. Johnny Depp.
Depp.
There you go. There you go.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
And Brad Pitt is manly. I don't care. Give a damn.
Okay,
what's
now we're on a better
yes,
track than Adam Sandler.
Right, I was going
you
off
half
age.
Retard.
No, I was going
I don't
off
care what
age.
The age thing is.
Well, the thing was, I was trying to, she said Jack Nicholson. That's too old. So I'm trying to think of somebody our age group, something like that. Adam Sandler age. Now, Adam Sandler's done quite a few movies. Some of them that I have found entertaining.
Yeah, entertaining, but not
George Clooney.
Great pieces of art.
All right. Brad Pitt, though, has done Brad Pitt, the guy who's with him in Fight Club, American History X.
Edward Norton.
Edward Norton.
He's good, too.
Oh, he's great.
He's
Brad
awesome.
Pitt I would give Brad Pitt, I would say he's the guy. He's the Paul Newman out of our generation.
He has picked some really good movies. 12 Monkeys, Fight Club.
Fight Club is one of my favorite snacks.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, he's looked at as kind of a pretty boy, but I'll tell you what, his movie choice is terrific.
His acting skills, he's an excellent actor.
Yes.
I mean, it's come somewhat to movie choice, but then it's taking the role and doing what he did. What he did in Fight Club, Ocean's 11.
I didn't like Oceans.
I liked it.
I liked Oceans.
Every role, everything that Brad Pitt's ever done, I have a man crush on. Brad Pitt or Paul Newman?
Brad Pitt or Paul Newman, which is Gary?
Yeah, and I got one for that. Brad Pitt or Paul Newman. But as far as it goes, to me, Brad Pitt is the Paul Newman of our generation. With Fight Club, that's a top 10 movie on my list. Snatch. That's a top 15.
Thelma and Louise.
I'm going to smack you over there.
That was his first movie.
Paul Newman, much gayer than Brad Pitt.
Thank you. Brad Pitt is as manly as they come, and he's a good-looking dude, too.
And I'm getting all this solely from whichisgayer.com, where they use Google Trends to tell you which is gayer.
That's one guy that I've never said, he's a pretty boy, he's nothing like that. Brad Pitt deserves every piece he gets.
What about that new role? I haven't seen it yet, Burn After Reading. I've got to go see that. It's where he looks like a fruitcake.
Now, Clooney, this is the second one I wanted you to do. Whichisgayer.com. Which is gayer? Not Paul Newman. Brad Pitt. Or George Clooney. It's got to be George Clooney.
I don't know. I like George Clooney, too.
I kind of like George Clooney.
I'm a Clooney fan.
But I think he's more the arrogant Hollywoods, kind of.
He was raised on a tobacco farm in Kentucky.
Now, I'll tell you what. It's very, very slight.
I'm going Brad Pitt's manlier.
Brad Pitt is gayer.
Really?
Oh. Than George Clooney.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't expect that.
Would you go see a George Clooney film, or would you go see a Brad Pitt film?
They're always in the same films together.
No, Fight Club and Snatch. And the Monkees movie.
12 Monkees.
And the Meet Joe Black.
Yeah, Meet Joe Black was actually decent.
I like that movie.
Did you cry?
No.
Liar.
I'm a straight adult male.
What's your favorite Brad Pitt movie?
My favorite Brad Pitt movie would have to be, I have to go Fight Club.
Me too.
Yeah.
That right there is a very underrated movie, I think.
Underrated? Everybody loves that movie. Yeah. That is considered a good movie.
A lot of people haven't seen it.
That doesn't mean it's underrated. It just means it's...
There's a bunch of jackasses
Everybody who watches it really likes it.
How about Snatch is an underrated movie?
Snatch is hilarious.
Yeah, it's a funny movie.
Do you know what nemesis means? That's my favorite line. Do you know what nemesis means? And so he starts ripping through there.
Is that our answer? Brad Pitt is the Paul Newman of our time?
I think so. I know we were trying to discuss it earlier. I think Vin Diesel?
No. The pacifier.
He is terrible. And for some reason, old co-host El Jefe thought he was radio's Vin Diesel, and I never understood that. 800-636-1067. We've got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few minutes. It's a Hideout 106.7 WJFK.
Do you suffer from fingernail sensitivity? Does your dog...
All right, do we got it? It is the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. We played the audio overload open because we're about to jump back into this this preacher, Reverend James Manning.
Mm-hmm.
He's been making a few waves out there in the black community.
This is the first time I've ever heard of him.
Yeah, he's lighting it up on the YouTube. Look, listen to me. I sound like I'm 70. On the YouTube.
On the YouTube.
I hear stuff on the internets that this guy is pretty controversial. Yeah, he's a black preacher in New York City, I believe, over in the Harlem area, speaking out against the black community and speaking out against Obama to the point that he's gotten a lot of death threats. I'm going to play one of the shorter clips, and then we'll play the clip of him responding to the death threats. Let's see. We'll do the Mac Daddy clip. Here's Reverend Manning talking about Obama being a Mac Daddy.
Obama is a Mac Daddy. Obama pimps white women and black women. He got started. You didn't notice him till he brought out those big-chested white women with their tight T-shirts and their short pants. That's what a pimp does. Oh, come on. That's what started his campaign. He put his name on two big 54Ds. Obama. That's where you first saw his name. That's first place I saw it on two great big old... He's a Mac Daddy. He pimps white women and black women. Obama is a long-legged Mac Daddy.
And for that comment and many others, some speaking out against the black community, he has been getting death threats. And this is how he responds to the death threats. This is kind of a longer clip, so we'll just keep on cutting in and out and comment on it as it goes. Here's Reverend James Manning, M.D.
To those of you
PhD.
Who are Barack Hussein Obama supporters who are threatening to kill me because I am exposing him to the world as the emissary of the devil, which he is, a closet homosexual, and the product of a white,
like
trashy mother, you need to understand that only death will stop me from speaking this truth.
Real quick, the reason why I called him a closet homosexual, he's kind of buddied up with, what's that guy's name? He had a whole video out of how he claimed he had gay relations and smoked crack with Barack. Sinclair was his last name, I believe. Yeah.
I
have no idea. Just believing too much on the internet.
Yeah, and he actually got arrested after Barack picked Biden as his running mate. The same day, this guy got arrested at a press conference for some previous warrants. And I don't think he's out yet. I think he's still in jail. But he's the one that claimed that him and Barack had relations of the oral variety, and they partook in some cocaine. So that's where he refers to the homosexuality. And now he's taking it as gospel truth.
That you might further understand my resolve, I suggest that you listen to the rest of this posting, and you will then be well advised that I am ready to die before living in the presence of someone like this emissary of the devil, Barack Hussein Obama. Here is my message to you. I think oftentimes when people hear me and see me, they think that I'm a fool.
Why would they think that?
They think that somehow or another I've lost my mind.
I don't.
Many people say I hate black folk. That I'm not down with the in crowd. And that I'm not for the black cause. And I'm not for the black people. Many people think that about me. Others call me an Uncle Tom, Aunt Jemima, buffoon, handkerchief head. I promise not to inflict myself upon you much further, but I want to say this. As Jesus stated in John's Gospel 10, and one of those verses we read a few moments ago, that nobody takes my life from me, Jesus said. I lay it down of my own.
He's kind of amping up here. He gets very animated in the next couple minutes of welcoming people to try to assassinate him.
Well, he's warming the crowd up.
Yeah,
that's what he's doing.
He can't just come out screaming. He's not Sam Kennison.
He's the opening act for himself.
Yeah.
All you can do is cuss, but you don't have the strength. It takes commitment to something, and you're not committed to anything. You're just a whole lot of hot air talking about killing me. But for those who are hired to do so, let me say this. Those of you who are faithful followers of me, when I look at the sorry state of the black community, the destruction of the family, the loss of integrity, when as a young boy, black shot down every day for 2 years without stopping on the streets of Philadelphia, and the same in Jacksonville and Chicago and in Detroit, And though this is not a part of America, in Jamaica, there are over 700 murders of black people, black men shot down in Jamaica in the last 5 months of this year, and the same in Trinidad and Tobago.
I want to know why all preachers have to have this inflection.
I like it.
You do?
Yeah, it keeps you from going to sleep.
Really?
I can tell you haven't been to church on Sunday. If you have somebody who doesn't have that inflection...
I went to a Methodist church. It was very monotone and straightforward.
I grew up Methodist as well.
Yeah.
And did you not sleep?
I never slept in church. No, it was only an hour long.
I always slept in church. I'd get my ass beat if I fell asleep in church.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't help it. My dad was in the choir. My dad was in the choir, and we would kind of look and kind of, my family would start elbowing each other, and dad would start nodding off. I mean, that's why you have that inflection when you start to doze off. And then God said, you jerk. What did God say?
Now look at what we are as black people. I'd rather be dead than to continue to live and call myself a black man against such statistics.
Hallelujah.
I don't want to be one of you. I don't want to be one of you weak men, weak people. I'd rather die. Death is welcome rather than to call myself you spineless black man.
I agree with
no strength.
I agree with what he's saying. Do you not agree with what he's saying?
I think he's just grasping onto a lot of stereotypes and saying...
He's pointing out the stereotypes.
You know what?
Yeah, he's pointing out stereotypes, but I don't think that's the vast majority.
You know what I would love to hear is someone from his group or congregation or one of those 80 billion fan clubs that you gave me and see what their perspective of him is, especially when he's up there, you know, depicting the black man as spineless and weak and no integrity and all this fun stuff. I would love to hear from someone that's a part of his group and see what they think about him. Like,
that's
the whole concept of preaching to the choir. When you sit there and the preacher's in the giving his sermon, he's talking about people not coming to church. The whole concept is he's preaching. You know, hey, you're preaching to the choir. Of course, you're telling the choir about attendance. They're the ones that are there. He's not saying those are the spineless people, the ones that are there in the service, the ones that follow him. They're the ones that are agreeing with him and saying, you're right. It's not about them. He's not talking to them. He's talking about the stereotypes in the black community that are big stereotypes out there for a reason.
Yeah, but he...
Look at the unwed mother birth rate and stuff like that.
Which is raising in all demographics.
I know, but still, what's the highest demographic? It would be the black demographic, correct?
I'm not sure. I don't have that figure in front of me.
You're guessing out of a stereotype, and that's the problem. I'm doing the same thing that he's doing, but I guarantee you it's right. I don't guarantee, but I would place a small wager, $5.
Let's continue with this.
Don't take care of your children. Can't feed them. And you don't have any integrity.
Exactly.
And you don't listen to truth.
He's talking to people on welfare.
Come on with it.
He's talking about a very small minority.
People that are on welfare.
Yeah, it's a very small minority.
Okay, that's a big deal. If he's talking to the people on welfare,
he just says, you people on welfare. But if he's saying just black people overall, he's not saying each and every black person out there.
He's saying the black people that are on welfare, the people that are making this stereotype true. That's who he's preaching to.
Do me a favor. You will make my day. But while I have life, while I have breath, while I have strength, I'm going to keep on preaching to you black people until you get the strength of God, the power, and the wisdom of God back in you. You better kill me. That's what you better do, because if you don't kill me, I'm going to deliver you.
Absolutely correct. I agree with everything. Somebody has got to stand up and say, listen, what you're doing in the black communities, I know it's not everybody in here. I know it's not the people in the congregation, but the people in the black communities that are giving the black community a bad name, this is who I'm talking to. This is who, finally, somebody in the black community is standing up and saying, listen, what we're doing is wrong. We need to change that and stop following in line. Stop thinking hip-hop and rap music is the way to go. Stop thinking having babies at 16-year-old is the way to go and raising your child on welfare is the way to go. Finally, somebody in the black community is saying, this is wrong.
But if you listen to the guy and every view he has, he takes it to the extreme.
Well, of course. I have extreme views. So do you. Everybody does. But look at his message as a whole.
It's extreme. The message as a whole is extreme.
Maybe they need a radical change. Maybe that extreme message that he's delivering it what needs to be heard.
My head hurts.
Well, the point of this is, for me at least, when you open the door during these debates to your preachers, this is the other stuff that pops up. And this stuff will kill you out there. I mean, the Reverend Wright, he came out and was polar opposite and polar opposite crazy.
Well, he was for Muslims, wasn't he?
No, he's Christian.
Oh, no, what was that about?
What are you talking about?
I don't even know who
Reverend Wright?
What did he say?
He's the one that said, God damn America.
God has nothing to do with it. See, Muslim.
No.
Yeah.
It was the...
God bless America.
Exactly.
Alright. Sounds like terrorists talk to me. What else did Wright say?
Reverend Wright was also the one who said that white people put AIDS in the black community. Which...
When was this? I don't pay attention to this
who
crap.
Who spreads it?
What, Reverend Wright? When was Reverend Wright? That was about 6 months ago.
Yeah, it wasn't too long ago. I remember some of the crazy... I thought he had a... Maybe it was his wife that... I thought he had like Islamic ties or something like that.
No.
All right, maybe I was off on that. Is his wife the head of Islamic
See,
ties?
That's the problem here.
Hell, if it happened
there's no Islamic ties at all. Right. But then you get Obama in the mix, you get a few of these news sources in the mix, and just start throwing terrorists out there on everything Obama. And I'm not going to vote for Obama. I'm voting for McCain. But I also do not think he's a terrorist. I don't think he has any terrorist ties. I do think that he'd probably be the hope for our enemies to be put in office. I think our enemies would salivate at that chance.
That's a good question.
I do not think he has any ties to terrorism.
You know what?
If you were a terrorist,
totally,
how would you vote?
Totally reminded me of something. Mm-hmm. When I was filling in for Dan York on Morning Magazine, mm-hmm. It was on September 11th, mm-hmm. or actually it was on September 10th. We had someone call in about, we hadn't mentioned September 11th at the time.
Yeah.
And someone called in and he goes, aren't you scared? And we were like, why? And he said, because it's September 11th, Barack Hussein Obama, and this guy wasn't going to work, wasn't sending his kids to school.
He was creating like, internet rumors.
He was hiding out and like, he said he was taking his kids somewhere. This guy was freaking out completely.
He probably wasn't
completely convinced that, Barack Obama has ties to terrorists and that it's going to have another...
This guy was probably fasting. He probably lets his wife control his household and he wants to be a size zero.
Right, he has manorexia. That's what drove him over the edge.
He's weak.
He's manorexia with no control.
All right, we will, we're going to end this little bit of,
talk about the
James
debate.
Manning.
Phew.
And, we also have to get into the 4 o'clock games for the NFL. We haven't gotten into those yet, which include... The Redskins. That's all coming up next. It is the Hideout 106.7 WJFK.
The Hideout.
I'm starting to think you might be communists.
The Hideout.
Hey, it's J-Dubs here to tell you about Sunshine Feminine Clinic in Silver Spring and Falls Church. They provide preventative medicine as well as procedures if you decide to terminate the pregnancy. Listen, having an abortion is no laughing matter, but at Sunshine Clinic, we aim to make it as pleasant as possible. While your feet are in the stirrups, take part in our luxurious pedicures. Peel away the shame with our premium mud mask. Mood music will cover the sobbing coming from the room next door. Then make sure you stop by the gift shop to see all the stuff people would have bought you if you carried to term. The experience doesn't stop there. Enroll in our online same-sex love connection page for that inevitable man-hating lesbian stage that you'll go through. Sunshine Feminine Clinic with two locations, one in Silver Spring and the other in Falls Church. I would go as far as saying they are the Patch Adams of unwanted pregnancies. That is Sunshine Clinic.
Here's a confession. I'm in love with a man. What? I'm in love with a man. A man called God. Does that make me gay? Am I gay for God? You betcha.
You're in the Hideout. Learn more at hideoutradio.com.
The Hideout.
It is the Hideout 106.7 WJFK. We'll have some pictures up of Muffin, Nicole, in a little bit. We can't get them up on WJFK.com right now. We're having some technical difficulties there. So I'll put them up on... the MySpace and Hideout Radio and as well as mine MySpace.com/JDubs517. You can check it out there after the show. I'll get it right up there for you.
But you can call us.
Yep, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Also, Hideout Radio on the AOL Instant Messenger. Coming up after the Hideout, with me, J-Dubs, Flip Satchel, and Nicole Muffin. Joe Radio. Joe, are you there?
Yeah, I am. How's it going, guys?
Not bad. How are you?
Good. J-Dubs, the Sunshine, the Sunshine Clinic made me laugh.
Oh, my God. I'm so going to hell for laughing at that.
It's those Saturday night new ratings, man.
We're getting some good sponsors in there.
That you put on a good show, sponsors just flock to the show.
Yeah, well, what's a J-Dubs fruit basket?
Well,
is that some sort of innuendo?
Yes.
Am I missing something there?
Have you ever been asleep nude?
Yes.
The view you get is
a fruit basket.
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie Waiting?
No, I don't.
The goat.
I don't watch many movies.
No?
It's a fruit basket. It's something you can sell on the side, a part-time job.
Sure.
You know, it comes in different sizes, selection.
So, Joe, what do you got going on Joe Radio tonight?
Well, it's been a very busy week up here in Washington, as you know.
Yes.
So we're going to be talking about the bailout. We're going to be talking about...
What side are you falling on that?
Well, it's a necessary evil. I mean, if we don't do it, then you're not going to be able to cash your paycheck, so... But we'll be talking a little bit about that. We'll be talking about Sarah Palin and how she's dropping off and becoming pretty much irrelevant. And lots of stuff like that. I mean, we got CEO murdered by a mob of sacked Indian workers over in India.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that. I don't think they're going to be sending many more jobs over there because that's become an actual normal occurrence over there.
Actually, the police over there are condoning it. So we'll be talking about that. Personally, I kind of like that idea.
And how about we make ourselves just kind of like Goldman Sachs do this week? Turn ourselves into a investment bank by name, just so we can get a little bit of this bailout.
Sure, sure.
I mean, you just got to kind of change your name a little bit, and we can start getting in on this. Billions and billions of dollars.
I can't figure out why Washington Mutual went under this week and they're still sending me credit card apps. How does that work?
That's because they
got to give me some of that.
They get 18% of on the money you borrow from them, so that's how they make their money.
Right. Now, WAMU, I hate calling WAMU.
Yeah.
At least we aren't going to see those damn commercials anymore.
Right, they're all done.
Yeah, those harumph banker commercials with the black guy saying, "Hey, I'm cool. These white guys suck, and that's why you should bank with us." It was such a slap in the face commercial.
All right, done. So that's what we got coming up. You guys,
wonderful.
You guys, soldier on. 5,000.
5,000. All right. 4 o'clock football games, including the Washington Redskins versus the Dallas Cowboys.
Da-da-da.
Who do you guys pick, Washington or Dallas?
I've from the beginning of this year, I said Washington was going to be an awful team.
They aren't proven to be that bad.
They're 2-1 right now. They got a winning record. They've been doing. I'm wrong. I thought they would have gotten beat by the Saints. Who did they play last week?
Saints last week, wasn't it?
I don't think it was the Saints.
Arizona
there
last week.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Arizona's a good team. But Dallas is one of the biggest teams in the NFL. Offensive line, defensive line, these guys are huge. And I think Dallas is going to the Super Bowl this year.
I'd have to agree.
Pick them to do it. Dallas, Washington's better than what I thought, but I don't think Jason Campbell has what it takes to go up against that
Dallas
defense.
And here's the thing, it's going to be a great game. Because Dallas, for some reason, can never pull away from a team. They have to keep it interesting.
And Santana Moss blows up against Dallas.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Washington has always had a little knack of picking off the big Dallas team. So you never know. But I'm going to have to take Dallas just out of pure odds.
I'm going to go with Dallas. Everybody there in the D.C. area, thank me. I've picked against you every week so far, and you're 2-1. So I'm doing it again. Congratulations.
What's the next game? 4 o'clock.
Next game at 4 is San Diego at Oakland.
Raiders.
You're going to take Raiders?
No.
San Diego, all the way.
I like my boy Run DMC, Darren McFadden out of Arkansas. The kid's The kid can run the ball, but,
did you just call him Run DMC?
I said Run DMC.
Ugh.
That's what it was. San Diego's too good. They're not a 1-2 team. They're about to get to 500 this week against Oakland. They're going to make Oakland their bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with that old fiasco of the job Lane Kiffin and old the Crypt Keeper, Al Davis.
Mm-hmm.
That dude passed his prime.
And I'll tell you
He's
what.
He's been past his prime for 20 years.
I'm going to stick with my assessment of...
There's only 3 4 o'clock games tomorrow.
Three, so, yeah. Always three.
Yeah. No, it's usually four.
Yeah, there's usually four.
What else we got?
It's bye weeks now.
You do St. Louis, Buffalo?
Yeah. No, I'm getting ready to do that one.
I'm sorry.
Buffalo at St. Louis, Buffalo.
St. Louis is god-awful.
They are. Who are the worst teams? You got Oakland, St. Louis,
Rams.
Detroit.
And Kansas City.
And Kansas City.
Kansas City is the worst. I think they're worse than Detroit.
Buffalo, I think they're going to win their division this year. I see Buffalo definitely a playoff team. They're going to smack St. Louis in St. Louis,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
They're about to lay the law.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
And what are the night games? Sunday night.
The Sunday night game is McNabb and the Eagles at the Bears.
The Bears.
Give me the Eagles.
Bears. I'm going with the Eagles, too.
Yeah, the Bears, I mean, you can't do much with the young stoner at quarterback, what's his name? Kyle Orton.
He's a turd. I can't stand Donovan McNabb.
I love McNabb.
I've never liked McNabb. I never liked the way he played the game.
What do you mean?
I was more of a Culpepper fan. I liked Culpepper more than I did McNabb.
Culpepper was terrible. He had one target. He had a couple targets.
Yeah. Right. McNabb, though, what has he really done?
He's taken his team to the NFC championship
game
four times?
Do you think that's McNabb or that defense?
McNabb had a great game last week.
Yeah. McNabb has been coming on this season. But
McNabb has always been able to do it without a wide receiver.
But he always seems like he's just flimsy, like there's something wrong with him. Like he's got a little Ricky Williams in him.
What's wrong with him is that he hasn't been able to win a Super Bowl yet, and that I would put more on T.O.
I'm going with McNabb's got a little Ricky Williams in him.
Yeah, well, I think Ricky Williams, has he come back at all this year?
Yeah,
he's got benched, didn't he?
Yeah, he's been playing.
He's got benched for Ronnie Brown.
Ronnie Brown, they were running a two-back system.
Yeah, but it was very heavy Ricky Williams until last week when Ronnie Brown just exploded.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what? Because Steve Smith was coming back on my fantasy team, I was like, ooh, Steve Smith's back. I benched Ronnie Brown, and I kicked myself.
I don't blame you.
I'm still kicking myself for it.
Did you win still?
To my stomach. I got my ass beat.
Really?
I mean, I got rocked.
I don't even want to know who, because it would be
you don't.
Me and Satchel are...
We had our fantasy matchup last week. We tied.
We were both 0-2.
He had 95, and I had 95.
Ooh, really?
And we tied. We are the two worst teams in the fantasy football league.
Yeah, that's what we've just
I was leading the league. I was number one in points. I was above Chemo Slice by, 7 points,
mm-hmm.
and then last week I just got annihilated.
We had to. Me and Dubs over here we're the bottom dwellers in the league. Somebody's O must go. Unfortunately for us,
it was
one of us had
Kyle.
To win. We come in there. We haven't won all season. One of us is going to get a victory.
And you tie.
And we tie.
It was terrible.
We still have nothing. Still no win.
I hope I get it this weekend because I really need to break into the W category.
I'm about to be done with this
for God's sake.
And you know what's even worse is that the person I was playing last week doesn't even care about his fantasy team.
That's half of our league this year. I don't want to bore too much of fantasy football because the league isn't even on the air. But that's my favorite part of the season is fantasy football, and I'm terrible this year.
Well, you're a Detroit fan, so you're the Detroit Tigers of fantasy football.
We got Detroit Lions. We got a few different angles we can go with after the break. Vasectomies. Anyway, four against vasectomies in here. Would you get one?
Depends on where I am in life. Now?
Well, it depends.
No.
Never?
No, I'm not saying never, not right now.
But if you were offered one today for free for a stunt on the air, you wouldn't do it?
Wes? Oh, no, absolutely not. Okay. I gotta procreate.
We have the man,
Brandon Love.
waving gas at a police officer.
We need
got
satchels
arrested
running
for.
Around this piece.
We have charges dropped against a man who was accused of farting and then blowing it towards a cop.
Dutch oven.
No.
And then we have also the woman who got 15 to life for her dog mauling.
Let's do that dog mauling story when we get back.
Okay.
Because we can talk about that and what your solution would be for that dog.
800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. We'll come back, wrap it up before Joe Radio. It is the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK.
I have genital herpes, and I used to be embarrassed about my condition, and I lacked the self-confidence to carry myself in public. I would ask myself questions like, why me? Why did I have sex with her? How am I going to pick up women? What happens if I spread it to someone else? Now your herpes worries are over. Visit loverswith.com, your number one herpes hookup site on the web. Instantly, you are connected to a nationwide herpes community that is just like you. At loverswith.com, you can talk with others that have gone through the same trials and tribulations that you have. They offer a herpes support group that helps you get through those long nights with those really tough breakouts. They also have a solution for all your dating needs. Log on to loverswith.com, look up your local city, and instantly you're chatting with other singles in your area with genital herpes. Find out where the herpes colony will be hanging out that evening and experience your first herpes hookup. You will go from, I can't get a date because of my genital herpes, to, I have herpes and my sex life is great. Visit loverswithh.com, the premier herpes dating and support group website for all your breakout needs.
The Hideout. Another dimension, so to say.
The Hideout. Would you guys have a anything goes type situation here? Can we get a couple glasses of milk?
Learn more at HideoutRadio.com.
Hideout.
It is the Hideout, 106.7 WJFK. Welcome back into it. J-Dubs is me, joined by Flip Satchel.
The Satchel Patch is in the house. We've had a pretty good show tonight, yeah. Man.
And Nicole Muffin, if you want to see pictures of her, they are on the net right now. She is on hideoutheretics.net. Hideoutheretics.net. There is a thread with her photos on it. And ronfez.net. Ronfez.net in the Hideout area. There is a picture of her there, too. So join in.
You were doubting the show.
What do you mean?
You were doubting the show earlier.
Nah, I always doubt. Right.
We've had plenty to talk about.
Wait, the Reverend James David Manning speaking out on Obama.
We still have a lot we didn't get to. So do you want to go rapid fire?
Congratulations to Maryland. Let's congratulate them. They upset Clemson today. Lots of upsets all over the college football world. And watch out Redskins tomorrow in Dallas.
Can I thank Space Edge, former FBA guy. He was... the ones who posted up the pictures for us so we can get those online for you. Again, hideoutheretics.net, ronfez.net, and also thank you to the Capitol Police for checking us out tonight as well. Throw a shout-out out there, too. There's TRL in here.
We were talking before we went to the break there about a woman and a dog attack.
Yeah, she got 15 years because her dogs viciously attacked her neighbor.
Did it kill her?
Yep.
How is that?
2001.
What do you mean vicious? It shouldn't be a viciously attacked.
The dogs had over, or the woman had over 70 bites on her.
A vicious attack
in 2001
is when you get your calf torn. You had a vicious attack a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I got bitten by a dog a couple times. My roommate's dog.
That was a vicious attack. Now, a deadly attack from a dog is not to be considered vicious. It's a deadly attack from a dog, a neighbor's dog.
Yeah, and that's why she got 15 to life, which I don't agree with. I think
she should have been executed. She should have been. Yeah, by
the
dog.
The dog should have been let out into the wild, it go run around, hunt deer.
Your theory there is flawed. Your thought process is flawed because I had a dog before, and when I have dogs that I don't want or can no longer take care of, that's what I do with them. I release them to the wild so a dog can go be itself. Dogs are wild by nature.
And is it naughty by nature?
Kinda.
Okay.
OPP. It's down with
you know nature.
You let the dog out. You know, I've had three dogs. Duck Daddy Dollars is one that comes to instance. I actually found him.
Dog Daddy Dollars?
Duck Daddy Dollars. Okay. Duck was the dog's name. I was actually driving on a highway and I thought it was a cat in the median, so I swerved to hit it. By the time I realized it was a little puppy dog, it was too late, so I ran smooth over top of it. Tried to,
what are you talking about?
How I found this dog.
Why would you run over a cat?
Because, you know, you can't catch you smash cats. That's what
future serial killers do.
All right, well, I'm a future serial killer then. So the cat was in the median. I swerved to hit it. Turned out to be a dog. It was too late. So I centered him. And then my sister screaming. I said, well, dadgummit, I just killed that dog. So I turned around, went back, and the dog sitting there spread eagle in the middle of the road. And I said, well, I guess now I'm going to have to keep him. So I was going to name the dog Hit the Deck, because if it hadn't hit the deck, it would have been one dead-ass dog. That's too long for a dog's name, so I named him Duck for short. Well, Duck, when I found him, he had mites all over him, no hair on his ears, splinters in his mouth from eating wood. The dog loved wood. He would eat absolutely anything.
Did he? Did he like it with peanut butter on it, you freak?
No, he would eat... Good one. He ate the futon on the back porch. The dog would eat wood. He would eat... I had a 30-pack of beer that I put on the back porch, and he ate it. His number two sparkled.
Why didn't you get a
sparkled like
boy?
Diamonds. He would eat anything. It didn't matter. He was like a billy goat.
You're a psycho, but let's run through a couple more of these
stories. That's what you do. You let good dogs out in the woods. I couldn't contain him. He never answered to me, so I let him go. Let him be where he wanted to be in the woods. You don't reward a dog for murdering the neighbor.
Doctors told to curb use of Ritalin in hyperactive children. Good. I think too many kids are... getting ADHD.
There are too many kids getting ADHD, but there are some of us, myself included.
What constitutes getting ADHD? Is it a disease?
No, getting the getting told to have it. That's
the diagnosis.
Yeah, the diagnosis.
It's crap.
Yeah, I think there's too many kids.
You weren't raised by, you weren't a young Satchel. You weren't around young Satchel.
Thank goodness I was not a young Satchel.
From the ages of 4 to 5 where I became really active.
Is it like being on meth 24/7 for you?
Kind of.
Is your mind just always bouncing around?
I tell you what, it's the opposite effect. I used to, when I was drink a lot, I would hang out. The three methketeers. I've told the story about the three methketeer, my neighbors.
Yeah.
They would be wired 4 or 5 days up on meth, and I can get a 12-pack of beer and have more energy than they do.
In Florida, a deputy pulls over another deputy, smells booze on him, gives him a ride home.
Good.
And now he's in trouble.
No, you take care of your buddies.
Yeah.
You look out for each other.
Well, that's how it used to be even with regular people. You get pulled over. They say, hey, you look a little drunk. Let me give you a ride home.
He's your buddy. You don't want him to get fired. He could lose his job. There's a lot on the line. Hey, man, you made a bad decision. Hop in the back of my car. I'm going to take you to the house.
Yeah.
Way to go. That sucks he got called out for it.
And then a dad got busted for buying his kid booze. Did your parents do that for you?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, my mom would buy me some Goldschlager.
Oh, no. My parents still don't drink.
Schlager?
27 years old, if I drink around my parents, my dad, he still calls me a drunk. I didn't teach you that. You didn't learn that from me. You learned that from your friends, son. Huh? No.
I learned that from your touching antics from when I was a kid. I drink to get the pain away.
I drink for the boozing. I'm not a big drinker.
How long has it been since you drank? I drank with you like 3 weeks ago. So
I started on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait. I started on Monday because Sunday was like, you know, football Sunday, so
yeah.
I had to get a little
tipsy. Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to the Bucks game tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So
I'm gonna drink.
I'm on the wagon. I can't do it.
I used to average, back in my prime, say 3 years ago, I averaged 70 beers a week.
Are you insane?
How are you not
dead? Huh? Why would you do that?
That wasn't a lot, to be honest with you.
70 beers? Well, I mean, people
it's
get
not,
the wrong
It's not a lot
too.
if you spread it out, but still.
If you drink 70 beers a day, it's really not a lot.
If you pay, you know, 60 cents per beer.
I would buy a 12-pack of Milwaukee's Best every day, copper top.
Ooh, Beast?
Yeah.
Dang.
That's how I got all this back hair. It is. It gives
Luckily,
you back hair.
Luckily, I'm just going to take your word for that, and I haven't seen
it. It's a natural winter coat.
Shave that.
Why?
Wax it.
It grows back thicker.
It's disgusting.
You've obviously never had anything waxed.
We're running out of time. The music's going to cut us off, so let me give you the outs. Thank you, Satchel Patch. Thank you, Nicole Muffin.
It's a good show.
If you go to hideoutheretics.net, you can see pictures of the new girl. She's on there. Be nice on the thread, because I'm sure she'll be checking it out.
I'm doing it right now.
All right, we out, bitch. 5,000.
5,000.
I.
I be smacking my hoes. Everyone knows it goes. Kick 'em to the floor, step on 'em hard.
tapping on my heart, kicking to the floor, cause I be smacking my hoes. I be smacking my hoes. I be smacking my hoes.
Not interested.
I don't.
Aye, 5,000.